Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Welcome to Helldivers Radio on GNR 107. Your go-to station for news on the front line. Holiday edition. Joe Turner at the desk. Penny keeping the lights on. Bulldog reporting in. Even in the snow. Wherever you are tonight, stay warm, stay sharp.
Citizens of Super Earth. Good evening and Merry Christmas from the all-new GNR 107 studio. Proudly rebuilt after the first siege of our new home. Snow is falling on Prosperity District again. The lights are steady, the coffee is hot. And democracy, after a year like this is, somehow, still louder than the automatons and heartier than the determinants. This is Joe Turner. Joined tonight by our very resourceful correspondent, Penny Lively, bringing you the most comprehensive holiday review of the year. Tonight is not merely a broadcast. It's a marker of survival.
And it smells a lot like someone burned peppermint cocoa on the studio radiators.
That would have been your doing, Penny. A festive mishap with the new induction kettle.
It said low heat. I assume democracy ran on trust.
Trust is for elections. Heating elements require caution. And with that, citizens, tonight we bring you the full year in review, from January through November, along with Christmas situation on the front, updates on the maximum security cities, breakthroughs in gloom-resistant polymers, DS upgrades, and the Hive World campaign, and congressional approval for a new, slicker, and compact data system for the fleets. We also have Bulldog, who will be jumping from system to system throughout this broadcast to provide us with the true scale of this war that still rages on all three fronts. He's already deployed on a frozen ridge, somewhere far from home. We'll cut to him shortly. But first, Penny, let's start by bringing citizens up to speed on why GNR 107 has been quieter the last few months.
Quiet only in broadcast, Joe, not in construction. For those at home, the new studio has been fully rebuilt after the aluminum bombardment that leveled our old headquarters. For nearly 3 months, we operated out of a public service tent with a single working microphone and none of the normal amenities.
Such as walls.
Yes, well, walls are surprisingly important to radio acoustics. The tent flapped in the breeze every time a terminated artillery sack popped within several hundred kilometers.
We thank every citizen for their patience during this transition. Tonight's broadcast marks our return to the full service and beginning of a holiday season spent remembering the year that reshaped civilization.
Evening, GNR. Bulldog reporting in. Just touched down on something the brass are calling a limited incursion zone. Snow's coming in sideways. Visibility's about 3 meters. The only Christmas lights out here are tracer rounds dressed in red and green. I'll keep this brief before the wind strips the enamel off my teeth. I'm moving to a secondary ridge overlooking what's left of an automaton survey unit. By the smell of burnt coolant, I'd say the Jet Brigade's been through here recently. They've been spruced up since the spring. Faster engines, meaner thrusters, and enough firepower to ruin a holiday dinner. I'll report more once I get settled. For now, Merry Christmas from the cold side of Liberty.
Let's return to the beginning of the year. Penny, the winter of 2185, began with what historians are already calling the preamble season. After the fall of Meridia and months of tension, Super Earth prepared for a year of reckoning.
Right. Citizen chatter at the time, what some call civic feedback, focused heavily on early automaton raids in the first quarter, as well as growing concern around Terminate Hive expansions near the Gloom. We also saw Illuminate's first subtle probes, small enough to be dismissed by analysts, large enough to keep mothers awake at night.
High Command described it as a year that would test the hinges on the gates of liberty. Looking back, they were not exaggerating.
January through March were what we now call the strategic prelude. Automaton Jet Brigade remnants were sighted performing high-altitude reconnaissance. Terminate buildup around the eastern sectors accelerated. Illuminate signals grew ever more erratic.
Then came April. April was the spark that lit the candle on fire. In April, citizens might recall the Deep Mantle Forge complex finalizing improvement design to the Democracy Space Station, your DSS. The pride of orbital engineering, with a battle for Populi 9 fresh in memory, strengthening the DSS became the priority of the season. Helldivers were directed to secure resources necessary for one of two upgrades. Citizens, you chose to retake Weezen from the automatons, enabling the exosuit support bay, a unanimous managed democracy decision, overwhelming support by citizens' feedback surveys.
Thicker armor for the front, more exosuits for the line, and as we all know, nothing says Christmas spirit quite like a mechanized suit of mobile liberty.
Indeed. But April brought more. The second Gloom expedition into Naval 43 marked the turning point in our understanding of the Meridian Singularity. What began as a mission for E-710 quickly escalated into a struggle against the Predator strain.
Do not remind me. Those field reports were a nightmare. The Predator strain spread faster than any model predicted. Before long, millions of citizens were fleeing Gloom-adjacent planets under sudden assault.
And then the Illuminate launched attacks on Fenrir 3 and Pylonin 5. This was the first sign that the enemy intended to disrupt our attempts to halt the Singularity. The repulsive gravity field generator, already under construction, became a battlefield of its own.
GNR, Bulldog again. I hopped a ride on the Super Destroyer shuttle. Warmest place I've been all week. Even smells like a holiday ham, if you ignore the hydraulic fluid. Heading down to the edge of a Terminate incursion. From what I can see on the monitors, these aren't your run-of-the-mill buggies. Looks like remnants of the Predator strain, mixed with some spore burst cousins. The kind that light up the sky like festival fireworks when you shoot them. If fireworks screamed and tried to eat your face.
Down, Joe! I'll pick up where you left off. These strains get uglier every year.
Before we move deeper into the mid-year conflicts, let's talk about the heart of Super Earth, the megacities. Citizens, this was the year our cities, jewels of civilization, fell, burned, and rose again.
Prosperity City held, but several others did not.
Right. In the early months, we still felt the scars of the first automaton sieges and the Illuminate seasonal mischief. Though none had fallen this year, the cracks were forming. Infrastructure was strained. Orbital defenses stretched thin. Reinforcement budgets flickered like cheap lights strapped to a hell pod.
It was only the calm before the storm. April, May, and June marked the escalation phase. By this point, Terminids were spreading at exponential rates, automatons had rebuilt their jet bridge, and the Illuminate were launching hit-and-run psychological operations.
Let's go through them in order.
In May, the automatons exploited the weakened defenses. Their jet bridge and incendiary corps resurfaced. A synchronized assault saw them claim territory across sectors that had previously been stable.
A legal note for citizens. Super Earth formally denounced this as perfidious aggression, a phrase used only when bureaucrats are truly fed up.
Simultaneously, the Terminids released the predator strain on multiple worlds, and the gloom began to whisper signs of movement. Rumors of Illuminate ghost fleets started circulating. The confidence was shaken.
In response to rising citizen anxiety, and we do phrase that as civic feedback, Super Earth authorized the construction of maximum security cities, fortified to withstand everything from Terminids to poor voting habits.
The first three began construction mid-year: Fort Union, Ameria, and Fort Sanctuary.
By June, their first families were already trickling in, grateful for the extensive facial recognition arrays, drone patrols, and personal defensive amenities.
For those listening, yes, those cities are the ones featured in state service commercials this season. The ones with children playing under holly wreaths while Gatlin sentries rotate behind them.
Adorably safe.
Bulldog aboard the SC Resolute. I caught a hop from the snow front to this destroyer because Command wanted a ground report from the orbital perspective. I'll tell you what. Nothing says Christmas like the glow of 1,000 help pods lined up like ornaments ready to drop. The crew's decorating the bulkheads with tinsel strips. Strictly regulation length, of course. Engineers are painting candy cane stripes on the gun housings. It's nice to see the human spirit shine when there's a war on three fronts. Next stop, a hot zone on Arata Prime. Terminants have been burrowing under city infrastructure again. I'll report once boots hit the ground.
June gave us one of the most scientifically significant months in recent memory. Early research into gloom-resistant polymers began. Scientists discovered Terminid exoskeletons. Proteins could disrupt spore cohesion when formulated into synthetic shielding.
This was the precursor to the major breakthrough later in the year, but more on that in part two.
E710 harvesting expanded across several sectors, earlier signs of the substance that would become E711. Found later on the Hive World began circulating in academic circles. Disguised as high-value samples in public reports.
Civic discussions regarding stratagem expansions reached new highs. Citizens wanted more airburst options, more exosuit availability, and quicker cooldowns. High Command called this spirited engagement, but anyone who saw the message boards knows what it really looked like. And with that, let's take this moment for a break to reflect.
During the holiday season, the Ministry of Defense reminds you,
if you're not spreading cheer, you're probably aiding the enemy.
Helldivers, you've been officially evaluated and certified as the best.
And nothing says you're the best like being issued more weapons.
Introducing the Python Commandos Premium War Bond. Super Earth's gift to you because mandatory gifting boosts morale by 87%. Unwrap the M1000 Maxi Gun. Perfect for eliminating bugs, bots, and inconvenient mistletoe. Deploy the guard dog, hot dog, finally a flamethrower that follows you home for the holidays and the CQC9 defoliation tool, because sometimes the Christmas tree isn't the only thing that needs trimming. And don't forget the ARGAL-21-1-2, an assault rifle and grenade launcher in one. It's like a fruitcake, dense, powerful, and dangerous if dropped. Dress festive with the constrictor and best of prey armor sets. sleeveless, stylish, and scientifically engineered to intimidate carolers. Python Commandos has arrived. Make your season bright and your enemy significantly less so.
Happy holidays from the Ministry of Defense.
Where joy is mandatory, liberty is explosive, and you are the gift that keeps on giving.
Welcome back to GNR 107. By July, the war entered its middle act. The Freedom to Serve Act passed, increasing Helldiver recruitment and mandating new training facilities, including the one on Zegama Paradise.
Acquiring terminated specimens for live fire training was the highlight of that month. Citizens, if you haven't read the after-action reports, consider them tonight's holiday bedtime stories. Nothing warms the heart like young recruits accidentally tripping over an impaler during capture operations and learning valuable lessons about reflexive patriotism.
And July delivered the first signs of what would become the darkest season. Rising illuminate activity, consolidating terminid mutations, and the automaton opportunism.
Plus, the reconstruction of Remembrance, or as it's now known, pending managed democratic designation, GUN.
No city has ever carried such a succulent name with such proud implication.
Bulldog on Rata Prime. I've landed. Holiday spirit here is sufficiently low. Terminids are surging through the old water channels. Looks like a predator strain cluster mixed with some burrowing rupture types. That's new. They didn't do that last Christmas. This whole block is half collapsed from underground movement. If they keep adapting like this, we'll need a new alphabet just to describe them. One down. Or half down. Hard to tell. I'll send another update soon. This quarter had battles worth remembering. And I'll get into that once the bugs stop interrupting me.
Now let's talk strategic opportunities. Citizens often see them as footnotes, but they are the backbone of scientific advancement.
Weapon upgrades, resource procurement, enemy research, all done via the strategic opportunity framework.
In the January-July timeframe, strategic opportunities included securing weapons materials, repurposing automaton scrapyards, gathering illuminate dark fluid stores, and boosting morale via exotic creature elimination.
Each initiative pushed the war machine forward. Each was a brick in the wall holding back the worst the galaxy had to offer.
In several of them, as we'll discuss in part two, directly enabled the liberation of the Hive world.
When we return, we dive into the heart of the year, the battle for Super Earth in full detail, the rise of the Maximum Security Cities, the resurgent Jet Bridge, and the Predator's Strain and Gloom expansion, the Great Expedition, and Bulldog's quarter-by-quarter frontline review.
And of course, our Christmas reflections from across the stars. Citizens, refill your hot cocoa, stoke the holiday fires, and stand by for of our GNR 107 Christmas special.
Find your voice. This is where creation begins, where sound becomes story, and ideas grow, and we build them together.
Step into the sound.
A global community of voice actors, writers, and sound designers, learning, collaborating, and rising side by side.
Feel the beat, elevate your craft, share your skills, support.
Make something real. Find your voice. Create with the community. Join the voice. Support community.
Welcome back, citizens. You're listening to the Christmas special, broadcasting live from our rebuilt studio on Super Earth. If you're just joining us, we've covered the early year conflicts, scientific breakthroughs, and the first harbingers of the year's great turning point.
Now we step into the heart of the calendar, the season where the war bared its teeth. From the siege of Super Earth to the rise of Maxim security cities, from the Jet Brigade's resurgence to the gloom pushing outward, this is where the year earned its scars.
And speaking of scars, Bulldog is about to report from the ruins of an outpost hit earlier this fall. Let's cut to him before the frost eats his signal.
Bulldog here. I'm standing in what used to be an automaton interdiction tower. The place looks like a gingerbread house put together through a meat grinder. Wires hang like tinsel, metals twisted from plasma fire. But you know what's still standing? A little plastic ornament someone tied to a railing. It says holiday cheer. Mandatory. Good stuff. Had a Jet Brigade sortie come through here a few hours back. They're faster than earlier in the year, and meaner. Saw one take a strafing run at a Helldiver squad, only to peel off when a Liberator volley clipped its thruster. They're not invincible. Just real persistent. I'll report more when I reach the ridge ahead. If you see a Jet Brigade unit dropping flaming presents from orbit, don't worry. They're not gifts. And they're extremely flammable.
Citizens, let's move into the defining chapter of 2185. The Battle for Super Earth. July through September marked the pivot point that shaped everything since. Illuminant remnants launched psych strikes on urban centers. Automatons attempted to coordinate, push from their western sectors. Terminates surged towards the homeworld's agricultural belt. For the first time in decades, all three enemy factions had our coordinates.
The war front descriptions that month read like something out of a civic nightmare. Data center evacuations, high altitude fighter losses, orbit to ground communications disrupted by illuminate distortion fields. And that was before the Terminates started burrowing under the suburbs.
The Helldivers' response formed what has now entered history as the Tri-Front Shield. Strike teams cycling rotations so quickly that their boots barely cooled between deployments. Naval fire support working at its limits. Citizens participating in improved sandbag operations across the outer districts.
Even Prosperity Station's tram system was conscripted as a mobile medevac shuttle. You never forget the sound of a city trying to stay calm while the sky turns hostile.
But citizens, it held. Super Earth endured.
During this same stretch, we saw the collapse of several major metropolitan zones. Two megacities, names omitted pending managed democratic designation, sustained catastrophic infrastructure damage. Illuminate bombardment cracked their orbital defense scaffolds, and automaton ground incursions flooded the streets. But the remarkable story is what happened next. Reconstruction began while fighting still raged. New facilities rising overnight with volunteer brigades. Engineers using repurposed exosuit parts as load-bearing structures. Citizens knitting thermal blankets for evacuees. Entire apartment blocks functioning as temporary civic bunkers. The holiday decorations in those shelters. Paper stars made by schoolchildren. Lights, powered by portable generators, became the face of the We Begin Again morale campaign.
By year's end, all affected cities had re-established outer defenses, though their final names remain pending.
Holiday wreaths now hang on the blast doors. A festive touch that says, we rebuilt this, and no one is taking it again.
No single facility has seen more activity this year than the Democracy Space Station. From the earliest crisis to the final quarter, the DSS was both sword and shield. Mid-year, critical upgrades were completed, including the fast-cycle orbiting repositioning array and the Carlisle aerosolization operation, an ambitious attempt to purge the automaton nanofog from the hyperspace corridor.
That operation nearly shook the station apart, pressure warnings going off hour by hour, entire decks evacuated due to contamination risks. Reports indicated that residue from the aerolized nanofog caused temporary hallucinations among technicians.
Fortunately, resolved before any permanent harm was done, and strategically, vital. Carlisle's corridor reopened within days.
Joe, Penny, got eyes on Jet Brigade units over the ridge. They're running in pairs. Something new since spring. Patterns tighter. Thrusters burn from blue to white hot when they bank. Looks like mid-year enhancements the automaton stole from the Deep Mantle Forge paid off for them. But Helldivers are adapting. Saw a squad take down a Jet Brigade with synchronized shoulder launchers. Clean shot, crisp timing. Didn't even break their holiday garland chains tied to their gear. Say what you will about managed democracy. Our soldiers have style.
Now let's turn to the maximum security cities, one of the most consequential civic projects since planetary unification.
Citizens demanded safety. Super Earth responded with fortresses.
Constructed throughout the mid to late year, each MSC operates with automated drone sweeps, pressure-sealed housing modules, and continuous morale programming. They stand as proofs of concept for what urban life might look like in a civilization permanently bordering hostile species.
The early residents report an exceptional level of security. Some say comfort, though that depends on one's relationship with compulsory daily patriotism broadcasts.
This season, their internal districts are decorated with holly, lights, and ornamented blast shutters. Citizens often joke, nothing captures the holiday spirit like a wreath on a reinforced bunker door.
As summer turned to autumn, the war entered what analysts call the tripartite phase. Terminids expanding, automatons pushing deep, Illuminate performing unpredictable space-time disruptions.
It was chaos, Joe, but structured chaos. Helldiver deployments moved in rotating cycles to ensure no sector collapsed. Citizen morale fluctuated wildly, and strategic advisory bulletins were issued by the hour.
It was during this period, Penny, that the Hive World campaign began.
Bulldog reporting from the surface of a shop, or what passes for a surface. It's a mess of tunnels, vents, and holes big enough to swallow a destroyer if you're not watching your step. Citizens, this fight was unlike anything else this year. The Hive World campaign lasted weeks. Maybe months, depending on how you count days when the sun never rises. I watched Helldivers wade through spore clouds thick as wool. Predator-strained packs hunting in patterns no bug should have the brains to manage. And deeper inside, that's where we first found the spore burst and rupture strains in full force. That sound, rupture sac going off in a distant tunnel. They use pressure buildup to blast open new routes. Charming creatures, aren't they? By the time the Helldivers reached the Royal Chambers, Hive structures taller than civic towers back home, the place was lit by bioluminescent sacks, dripping like inverted Christmas lights. If that image doesn't ruin eggnog for you, I don't know what will. Ashaun fell because Helldivers refused to. That's the whole story. I'll save more for the year in review segment.
Now, citizens, let's cover the scientific marvels that kept us alive this year. No breakthroughs are ever purely technical. Each represents thousands of minds working tirelessly under threat. The major tech rollouts include gloom-resistant polymers shielding against both spores and micropuncture toxins, atmospheric autoclave systems capable of sterilizing contaminated zones, enhanced exosuit armor plating for frontline units, the introduction of repulsive gravity field generator for singularity control. And though details remain classified, the research behind the potential E711 refinement discovered on the Hive World.
Each of these citizens was paid for the sleepless nights, broken labs, and field testing conducted under live fire.
Science marches on, preferably with reinforced boots.
Next, let's take a moment to acknowledge the expansions to our tactical arsenal. Stratagem developments this year included enhancements to anti-armor systems, artillery dispersal, and advanced drone delivery packages.
Citizen feedback, for improperly as coordinated civic pressure, played a significant role in accelerating approvals. High Command refers to this dynamic process as guided enthusiasm.
And the EGL-21 Grenadier Battlement permanently authorized after its success against the Illuminant incursions stands as a symbol of that cooperation between citizen voices and military engineering.
As promised, here's the year. One highlight from each quarter. Field perspective only. First quarter. Predator strain emergence. Worst surprise since my ex-wife brought a Ripper pupper to the divorce hearing. Second quarter. Jet Brigade resurgence. They hit fast, broke harder, and Helldivers broke them harder still. Third quarter. Tripper tight front. Everywhere you turned, something was exploding for a different reason. Fourth quarter. Hive World of Shaun. The big one. The kind of fight that defines a generation. I'll give more detail during the Christmas toast. For now, signal's fading as I move toward evac.
As the year entered its final months, the gloom itself shifted. New ridges formed. New spores appeared. And tremors indicated subterranean mass movement.
Outpost Alpha 1 of this year's Great Risk was constructed at the Gloom's perimeter in hopes of establishing predictive observation posts.
Engineers worked around the clock. Scientists lived with gas masks on. One researcher even decorated his entire lab with holiday lights, insisting it helped morale. High Command insisted he remove them after they interfered with equipment calibration.
A tragic but necessary loss. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back. As the calendar turned to its final page, Super Earth stood battered, bled, but unbroken. The final quarter saw the consolidation of fortifications, the repulsion of automaton counterattacks, and the stabilization of the gloom adjacent worlds.
Citizens returned to routine, shops reopened, holiday decorations went up, children practiced their winter pageant roles. For the first time in months, the sky over the capital looked clean.
And that brings us to where we are tonight, broadcasting to every corner of the galaxy.
Last report for the night.
Celebrating a victory.
I found a quiet ridge,
but of
snow's
endurance.
Coming down steady. The battlefield's glowing faint orange under scattered fires. Never thought I'd call this peaceful, but after the year we've had, it is. So let's wrap up this year the only way a field correspondent knows how. Quarter by quarter, operation by operation. And with the truth as clear as a frostbitten sunrise. January. We learned the enemy wasn't sleeping. Jetpacks hummed in the dark. Bugs dug deeper. Illuminant played with space-time like it was a party trick. April. Everything caught fire. DSS upgrades, Predator strain, first big incursion, every front went hot. Summer, tripartite war. No rest, no breath. One fight bleeding into the next. Lost cities, rebuilt them, lost them again, took them back. Autumn, Hive World of Shaun. The worst place I've ever been, and the bravest work I've ever seen. So here's my Christmas toast. GNR, and all you Helldivers listening out there, may your stratagems land true. May your armor hold fast. May your squad watch your six. And to the enemies of Super Earth, we're still here. We're not done. And we've got presence of our own. This was Bulldog, signing off. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, citizens.
To Super Earth and all who are listening, from all of us here at GNR 107, we wish you warmth, unity, resilience, and a safe holiday season. Tonight, we've heard our year laid bare, the battles, the breakthroughs, the cities that fell and rose again, the spirit that sustained us.
From the news studio to every colony, ship, and outpost listening, may your homes be peaceful, your families together, and your cocoa properly heated.
We'll continue to bring you updates. For now, stay vigilant, stay warm, and stay proud.
This was Penny Lively signing off. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, citizens.
And I'm Joe Turner. This was GNR 107.
From all of us here at Hell Divers Radio on GNR 107, thank you for standing with us on the front line this season. Whether you're listening planet side or far from home, you're part of this fight and you're not alone. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll see you on the next broadcast.
Through winter stars and silent skies, we carry hope where the signal flies. Hold the line, the night won't last. We march together, present and past.
Lights in the dark, voices aligned, across the stars and frozen lines. This is our watch, this is our time, held ever standing Christmas time.
This was a PV production. This show's voice actors are Bulldog as Devin Keister, Penny Lively as Ashley Peavyhouse, Joe Turner as Grant Peavyhouse. Thank you for listening to GNR 107 on Helldivers Radio.